So we begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Dearly beloved, Christ our Lord says in the last chapter of Matthew, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit." In the last chapter of Mark, our Lord promises, "Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved." And the Apostle Peter has written, "Baptism now saves you." The Word of God also teaches that we are all conceived and born sinful and are under the power of the devil until Christ claims us as his own. We would be lost forever unless delivered from sin, death, and everlasting condemnation. But the Father of all mercy and grace has sent his Son, Jesus Christ, who atoned for the sin of the whole world, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. How is this child named?
Daniel Bruce Sachleben.
Daniel Bruce Sachleben, receive the sign of the Holy Cross, both upon your forehead and upon your heart, to mark you as one redeemed by Christ the crucified. Let us pray. Almighty and eternal God, according to your strict judgment, you condemned the unbelieving world through the flood. Yet according to your great mercy, you preserved believing Noah and his family, 8 souls in all. You drowned hard-hearted Pharaoh and all his host in the Red Sea, yet led your people Israel through the water on dry ground, foreshadowing this washing of your holy baptism. Through the baptism in the Jordan of your beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, you sanctified and instituted all waters to be a blessed flood and a lavish washing away of sin. We pray that you would behold Daniel according to your boundless mercy, and bless him with true faith by the Holy Spirit, that through this saving flood, all sin in him, which has been inherited from Adam, and which he himself has committed since, would be drowned and die. Grant that he be kept safe and secure in the holy ark of the Christian church, being separated from the multitude of unbelievers, and serving your name at all times with a fervent spirit and a joyful hope, so that with all believers in your promise, he would be declared worthy of eternal life. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. From ancient times, the church has observed the custom of appointing sponsors for baptismal candidates and catechumens. These sponsors and godparents are to confess the faith expressed and handed down to us in the Apostles' Creed. They are to pray for them, support them in their ongoing instruction and nurture in the Christian faith, and encourage them toward the faithful reception of the Lord's Supper. They are at all times to be examples to them of the holy life of faith in Christ and love for our neighbor. And so today we have Bert and Maybe and Kelsey, and so you've been asked to serve in this role, and having heard these important responsibilities, I ask you now, is it your intention to serve Daniel and support him in the Christian faith? If so, say yes with the help of God.
Yes, with the help of God.
God enable you to will and to do this faithful and loving work, and with his grace fulfill what we are unable to do. Amen. Amen. Hear the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark. They brought young children to Jesus that he might touch them, but the disciples rebuked those who brought them. But when Jesus saw it, he was greatly displeased and said to them, "Let the little children come to me, and do not forbid them, for of such is the kingdom of God. Assuredly, I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will by no means enter it." And he took them up in his arms, put his hands on them, and blessed them. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Let us pray together the prayer that Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The Lord preserve your coming in and your going out from this time forth and even forevermore. Amen. Let's proceed up here to the font. Now, because Daniel is unable to speak for himself, I'm going to ask everybody gathered here to respond to the following questions on his behalf. Daniel, do you renounce the devil? If so, say, yes, I renounce him.
Yes.
Do you renounce all his works? If so, say, yes, I renounce them.
Yes.
Do you renounce all his ways? If so, say, yes, I renounce them. Do you believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth? If so, say, yes, I believe. Do you believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. If so, say, yes, I believe.
Yes, I believe.
Do you believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting? If so, say, yes, I believe.
Yes, I believe.
Daniel, do you desire to be baptized? If so, say, yes, I do.
Yes, I do.
Daniel, Bruce, Socklaven, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Almighty God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has given you the new birth of water and of the Spirit, and has forgiven you all your sins, strengthen you with his grace unto life everlasting. Amen. I'm going to give this to you. Receive this burning light to show that you have received Christ, who is the light of the world. Live always in the light of Christ and be ever watchful for his coming, that you may meet him with joy and may enter with him into the marriage feast of the Lamb in his kingdom, which shall have no end. I'm going to encourage you guys to keep that candle in a safe place. Light it every year on November 18th to remind Daniel of his baptism day. One of the most ancient understandings of baptism in the history of the Christian church is that when a person is brought to the font, they are given a new name. The name of Christ is placed upon you, and the name of Christ has been placed upon Daniel, and he now belongs to him. But one of the other things that we've done in the history of the church is that when a person is baptized, you also have an opportunity to recognize the significance of their given name. And the name Daniel is a Hebrew name. I mean, we all know that Daniel was that great prophet of the Old Testament. But the word Daniel in Hebrew actually means, God is my judge. And the thing that's so great about that on a baptism day is that if it weren't for Christ coming upon us and covering us with his righteousness, the fact that God is your judge wouldn't be good news. But thanks be to God, now that Daniel is a baptized child, that means that when God looks upon him, he sees the righteousness of Christ. He sees that white robe of righteousness. And so when God is your judge, that's a wonderful thing when you're in Christ. And that's a great thing to be celebrating today. In holy baptism, God the Father has made you a member of his Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, and an heir with us of all the treasures of heaven in the one holy Christian and apostolic church. All of us here at Trinity Lutheran Church receive you in Jesus' name as our brother in Christ, that together we might hear his word, receive his gifts, and proclaim the praises of him who called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. Amen. We welcome you in the name of the Lord. Let us pray. Almighty and most merciful God and Father, we thank and praise you that you graciously preserve and enlarge your family and have granted Daniel the new birth and holy baptism and made him a member of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, and an heir of your heavenly kingdom. We humbly implore you that as he has now become your child, you would keep him in his baptismal grace, that according to your good pleasure, he may faithfully grow to lead a godly life to the praise and honor of your holy name. And finally, with all your saints, obtain the promised inheritance in heaven through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let's give Daniel a round of applause. Those of you that have a hymnal in front of you, if you would please turn to hymn number 588. I'd like for all of us to sing Jesus Loves Me. Jesus Loves Me. I know that we don't have an organist or a pianist with us today, but I think we can do it without an instrument. And I'll get us started. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong. They are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Jesus loves me, he who died, heaven's gates to open wide. He has washed away my sin. Let his little child come in. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with his favor and grant to you his peace. Amen.